Well, Father, Lord God, I just want to open up with some prayer this morning. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that we just have this awesome freedom and this ability just to get together and just to even have this cookout, Lord God. And I just pray, Father, that we use this time to get to know each other even more. Lord God, help us just to be at ease. Lord God, help any walls of wanting to protect ourselves or not be vulnerable. Father, help just get rid of all of those, Lord God, and help us just to really get to know each other deeper and just to get to know each other's testimonies, Lord. We pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit leads us this morning as we have this opportunity to share, Lord God. And I pray, Lord, that you just clear all of our minds so that we are able just to share the words that only you want us to share, Lord God. And really help us to worship this morning, Lord. We tried picking songs everyone knows. The first one is I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Because we have, right? Nice that, you know, when we first come to Jesus and we realize how amazing his freedom is and how he has washed away all of our sin and broken all of our chains, wouldn't it be awesome if we could just bring everyone with us and we could convince them that this is the way to go? But that may not always be the case. Some people might just really turn away from us. I know that when I first came to the Lord, I pretty much lost all of my friends. But I was okay with that because though none go with me, I'm still going to follow Jesus. And as my testimony built on the solid rock, later on people saw and they're like, wow, this thing's for real. This isn't just another phase Amy's going through. She's solid. And now I know I have friends from even my past that I can minister to and they actually listen now. We may not be able to see what the Lord has in store for our friends or even for our family, but we have to focus on him and say, Lord, I surrender it all. I give it to you. And I'm going to trust that you can make them surrender, Lord God. I'm not going to try to do it in my own strength. Father, though none go with me, still I will follow.
You've taken me from
Father, Lord God, help us to worship even when it's extremely difficult, Lord. Help us to worship, Lord God, even when it feels like our whole world is falling apart, Lord. Father, I have some friends right now, Lord God. They have a son who's 16 years old, and he has cancer. And it doesn't look very good, Lord God, but I just pray for this family right now, Lord. I pray, Father, that you just keep giving them strength in you, Lord God. Just the testimony of this young man of how he says, everything's falling apart, but I still choose to not give Satan any glory in this. That we are going to worship you, Lord God, through everything, Lord God. His testimony is so amazing, Lord. But we just lift up that family, Lord. We do pray for a miracle, Lord God. The physicians of all physicians, Lord God. You're the great physician, Lord. We know that miracles can happen, Lord, but we also just say, your will be done, no matter what, Lord. And have that reign so true in all of our lives, Lord God, no matter what we're going through. We say, your will be done, Father. We're going to trust you. Help us to have faith.
The more I seek you,
How true is that? The more I seek you, the more I find you. And the more I find you, the more I love you. Father, I just thank you for being the love of my life. I thank you just knowing that I can trust in you and you're never going to let me down. That as a father, you know what's best for me. And sometimes when I go through trials, I have to rest in that. Actually, all the time when I go through trials, I have to rest in the fact, Lord God, that I know you're going to carry me through it. And that I'm never alone. And Father, right now, I just pray that if there's anyone here today, Lord God, I know so easily we can feel like we're alone, even when we're here at the picnic today, or we're in a crowd of people, or we are surrounded by people who we think are our friends, the enemy can get in there and say, you know what, they don't really care. They don't really know what you're going through, and you know, they're just saying hi and leaving and bye. And Father, first of all, I pray that you just shut down that enemy right now. And Father, Lord God, I pray that you use us, Lord God, speak to each and every one of us individually, Lord, and how we can minister to others, Lord God. Maybe we do need to get out of our lives a little bit, Lord. I know for myself, I get so caught up in daily stuff that maybe I do neglect my brothers and sisters. So Lord God, I just pray right now that you speak to us, help us to have an open heart so that we can minister. But we also pray right now, Lord God, once again, that the enemy is just quieted, and that we choose not to listen to those lies, Lord. Asking the Lord to make us a sanctuary. A sanctuary is where we're having the Holy Spirit dwell. And right now, Lord God, I just pray that we have that understanding, Lord, that we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. And when we have the Holy Spirit inside of us, that means we're going to want to get rid of all the other junk. So, Father, right now, I pray that you speak to us, Lord God, and you share with us things that you want us to submit to getting rid of, Lord God. Father, maybe it's just certain addictions. Maybe it's smoking. Maybe it's drinking. Maybe it's something a little bit more serious. But Father, we want to please you. And we don't want any of that junk inside of us, Lord God. So we say, Father, help us to get rid of this stuff. Maybe it's a really, really bad attitude. Maybe it's a victim mentality. Maybe it's hate or anger. I know I struggled with that for many, many years. But Father, you told me there's no place for my Holy Spirit and for hate. You have to get rid of it. So I pray right now, Lord God, that you speak to us and we are willing to listen. Not begrudgingly, but willingly and happily, just to get rid of that chain.
Sanctuary. Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Well, first off, we're so glad you're here, even on a rainy, overcast, cloudy day. Overclassed. Don't judge me, Debbie Jo. Don't judge me. Love it. You know what, though? What's really cool? God is so awesome, and we're all here to be glorifying to the Lord Jesus Christ today. And first thing I just want to say, I'm so glad you're here, and we're so glad you're here. And so I see a lot of, even before we were going to come out here, we were wondering if we should even do it. It's like a 100,000% chance of rain. Do we do it? And I said, okay, let's just pray about it. And Gary's like, you know, Pastor Darren, I really felt like the Lord just said, do it anyway. And of course, I'm like, Lord, okay, nobody will show up. And God's like, oh, Darren, ye of little faith, just do it. Okay, and so here we are, and I see all you beautiful people, and I see all the amazing stuff and the sides and the kids and the bounce houses, and I think, Lord, you brought this all together, and you brought us all together in one in Christ, and that's the amazing thing. That's what Jesus does, and I even see a few people here that maybe from other churches. We're so glad you're here, too. God bless you guys. God bless your church. Let's take a minute and you know, just in our hearts, I just want you to just to ask the Lord, even now, before we even get started, just close your eyes for a second and just thank him. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my breath, Lord. Help me to know you more and to serve you better all the days of my life, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing and all that you've done and all that you're going to do. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Whoa, that's right. Woo! All right, hey, before we get started too, Mark Mallon, you're here somewhere. Okay, good. Amanda Panett, do you want to come up? You didn't get my text? Okay, here, let me just say something. If I never call you back or if somebody texts me and you don't get it at night, a lot of times those texts get lost. I don't know what happens with that. I send texts. Yeah, come on up here for just a second. No pressure. I really did text you. Okay, so you wanted to say something, I remember, about the youth. Hey, Gary, where's Gary? Gary, do we have, is it men's meeting this week, Tuesday? Okay, so we've got Youth Wednesday, right? We've got Bible study, barbecue and Bible study Thursday night. Is it Old Testament or New Testament? New Testament, okay, going through the book of Mark this Thursday, and you have some stuff you wanted to say about the youth. So zero pressure, right? I remember it. I don't have a slide, but.
Okay, this Saturday we're going to have the youth at Joshua's parents' house to do, we're going to bake cupcakes, cookies, muffins, and stuff, and then Sunday we're going to sell it to raise money for the youth group so we can have camping trips and that kind of stuff. So we're really excited because more youth group funds. So if Sunday, if you could come with maybe like a dollar or two to purchase some hot cocoa, coffee, and a muffin or a cookie. Okay?
That'd be great. Yes, and I'll try not to bring my Panera stuff so as not to cut into your... you sell that too. Mark Manley, you want to come on up here for a minute? Now, God is so awesome. Just so you know, Mark's been preparing a message for about 3 to 4 weeks that he's going to, just a little devotional before we start a testimonial time. It was just a short thing. And so after about 4 weeks, God just told him this morning, throw it all away. It's great stuff, but I have something I want to share with you. And so so this morning, Mark's just like, okay, Lord, we just want to hear your voice. And so I don't even know what he's going to say. So let's just all have listening ears to what the Holy Spirit has to say, okay? And then after Mark is done with the devotional, what we'd like to do is we'd like to ask you guys to come up and just to give a testimony about what Jesus has done in your life, okay? I don't know if there'll be two people that come up here or 22 people, But whoever comes up, I just want you to give them your attention. And if you do come up, it's going to be about Jesus, right? We don't want to make it all about ourselves or about our past. Or it's all about Jesus and what he's doing and how we can be thankful to him. And so, Mr. Manley, are you ready?
As long as Jesus shows up, I'm okay. Yeah, like Darren said, I've been preparing for the last 3 or 4 weeks. And this morning as I was taking a shower, getting ready to come here today, he says, you know, Mark, all that stuff is really good. And it's important. And I do want you to share that with other people. But today, since this is Testimony Sunday, I want to give my testimony. I want to be the first one to testify. And I said, okay, Lord, what do you want to testify about? And he says, I want to testify to my church what brings me great joy. And I said, okay, Lord, what scripture would you have me read? And it starts in Luke chapter 10, starting in verse 17. The title here is The Happy Result. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall injure you. Here's the truth he wants us to live in. This is the connective word. It says, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. At that very time, Jesus rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit. And that word, rejoiced greatly, means joy beyond description. What brings him great joy? Knowing that these disciples were going to be in heaven with him forever. And that is what brings him great joy, because we are here and we will be with him forever. That joy cannot be taken away from him. And guess what? That joy cannot be taken away from us either. So no matter what the circumstances are that we face, no matter what we're going through, we can still have unspeakable joy because we have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. There is nothing that can separate us from the Word of God and from God himself. He tells us that in Romans chapter 8. And I'm going to make that an assignment. I'm not going to read that here this morning. I want you to go home for yourselves and read what he says about not being able to be separated from him. That's critical, because that's where our joy comes from. And I want to give my testimony real quick. Not over the last 20 years, but over the last 20 days. One day, Debbie and I were coming home from church, and we had errands to run, and I was a little bit irritated and like, man, all I want to do is go home. But we didn't. We had to do the errands, and I was a little short with her, and she was short with me. And she said, you know, Mark, we really need to figure out what is going on and why we're short with each other. And I said, you know, honey, I agree. And later on that day, the Lord supernaturally intervened, and he gave us an opportunity to communicate with each other and to really discuss what was going on and get down to the truth. And ever since then, it isn't perfect, but you know what? He's continuing to work in that, and he's continuing to show us how to communicate with each other, because both of us have put him first and not each other first. Because if you put someone else first and things get tough, you can quit. But if you put him first, he will not let you quit. Let me say that again. If you put him first, he will not let you quit. Period. Now, Is it important that a man and a woman be together as husband and wife? Well, let me read this scripture real quick. Would you hold this for me, please? Had to turn all the way back to Genesis. Chapter 2, starting in verse 23, and it said, "And the man said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." This is how important this is to God. It says, "For this reason a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and not ashamed." There was nothing in between them. There was nothing separating them from each other or from God. And that's how he wants it to be. And he intervened supernaturally in Debbie's and my relationship and says, "I don't want there to be anything between you two. I want you to communicate with each other. And I want you to love each other. And I want you to share that." And you know what? It's awesome. So you can ask him. I don't care if you've been married for 2 weeks or like Debbie and I for 48 years. It doesn't matter. God wants you to communicate and to love each other. And it's only through him and his power that that can happen. And he spoke one other thing to me, and then we're going to get right into the testimonies. There's a lot of prayer requests that go up, and he wants those prayer requests. But he's given me a starting place, and I think he wants that for you too. And it's... yeah, bless his heart. Okay, now I have to turn all the way back to Ephesians chapter 3. When we pray, we have to know what God wants to do and what he's able to do and how much he loves us and how much he cares for us in order for us to pray in faith and believe that what we're asking for, he is not only able to do but willing to do. So here's what he gave me as a starting place when I pray, and then it's up to him where I go from here. But in Ephesians chapter 3, starting in verse 14, it says, "For this reason I bow my knee before the Father, for whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know, to experience the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." To all generations includes us. Okay? So he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we could ask or even think. So let's quit giving the laundry list and say, "Lord, we know that. I believe that in my heart. So you know my heart. And I'm going to wait for you to tell me how to ask and what to ask." He wants to hear from us. He wants us to give him the desires of our hearts and to tell us what is troubling us. But he also wants us to know and believe with all of our hearts that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all of that. So let's not limit him. Let's give him the glory, the praise, the honor, and the thanksgiving, and start there and wait for him obediently to give us additional direction. Because then he's telling us what he wants to do and how he wants to do it. And all we're doing is bringing up his will to him. So, That being said, that's the whole devotional, the whole enchilada. So if there is anyone, thank you. If there is anyone here that has a testimony, I know I've talked to at least 36 of you. Wait a minute, we got one here.
Hello, everybody. No. I been wanting to do this for a while. You are saved by the words of your testimony. I just, you know, want to share how good God is, how good he's been in my life. Just a short review of, I grew up in many foster homes. I never really had a parent's love, and I had to learn about love in a hard way and in a tough way. And because of God, eventually I did learn what God, what love is, and God is love, but also to communicate that to others. My life is just, it was kind of tough, and, you know, I started off on the wrong foot. But eventually, I mean, through that time, I always knew, I always felt the Lord. I felt him calling me. I felt him tugging at my shirt tail. I felt him wanting me to get closer to him. And I had to go through an abusive time also at one time in my life. And that is the time where I really came to know the Lord as being so mistreated by another human being. And the Lord brought me out of that, that I came to really, really know him. I just started praying and asking, God, will you help me? Will you help me get out of this situation? You know, I have two children. I love my children. I don't know how to do this by myself. I need your help, God. You know, and I was there 8 years, 8 long years. And all the time I was praying. And eventually, one day, I stepped away. And thank God that I did, because eventually I probably would have been hurt pretty seriously. But God showed me he loved me by showing me the way out, by listening to what he said, by me hearing him calling me, you know, grabbing my heartstrings and saying, Debbie, there is something much better here for you. This is not it. This is not what I want for your life. Walk away, and I will show you where to go and what to do. And he did. He did just that. And I got saved and been saved ever since. But I think by me having such a rough upbringing, though, I've been hard-headed, very hard-headed. And I fight a lot of strongholds in my life, on and off. But I get better and better all the time. And I know God loves me. I depend completely on him. And without him, I can do nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I just wanted to share that with y'all that, you know, we don't always aren't born into a beautiful home with great parents and, you know, an easy way to go and this and that. Sometimes it's really hard. It's really, really hard. And what I loved about God is being able to hear him, you know, actually hear God. You know, it was fabulous. But anyway, he did save my life, and I'm here today to tell you about it. He loves you, and he wants the best for each and every one of us. Thank y'all.
Praise the Lord. I love that. It's all about what Jesus does. Nobody wants you here, just so you know, to join a church, although you're welcome here. There's lots of great churches here in Bradenton. We don't want you to be a part of a denomination. We want you to know Jesus. If you remember part of her testimony, she said, you know what? God was saying there's a way, and you're not walking in it. Jesus is that way. He is the truth and he is the life. And he will lead you on that path if you will allow him to do it. He can free you from everything. Isn't that right, Debbie Jo? Can he free you guys? Maybe some of you guys are here, and I don't know where you're at, but maybe you've got a problem with greed or lust, or maybe you have a problem with drugs. God can free you from whatever. He's bigger and greater than anything this world has to offer. Amen? Amen. All right, does anyone else want to come forward? Okay. Hi, I see a hand back there. Okay, guys, a couple hands. Okay, good. Praise the Lord. Well, one of y'all come on up. Okay, Stanley, you want to come up first, and then we'll have Chantel come up afterwards? Come on up, Stanley. Thank you so much for being bold and sharing that, though, by the way, Debbie Jo. I'm proud of you. This is Stan Lee. Famous cartoon design? No. Here you go, buddy.
How y'all doing, everybody? Doing pretty good. I'll just make it simple and sweet.
Oh, we
got to
hold it up.
Oh, I got to hold it up way up here. Okay. Jesus has done a lot for me in the last forever. Yeah, since I was born. But I never realized that. He's given me a new church home, all of you guys, and I praise him for that. But on the other hand, he's let me know that he has been with me. There was a couple different things I needed at home. Well, actually, I was on the bed playing with the baby, and I said, maybe, hon, I'll buy him one of those rocking horses, you know, one of those rocking horses. So I went to work the next day, and lo and behold, somebody had thrown out a brand new one. So I brought it home, and I said, thank you, Lord, for that. You know, it was brand new. Didn't even have to wash it off or anything. So that's good. And that was good. And the wife there, she says, you know, we need one of those baby gates. I said, baby gates? She said, yeah, so he won't run around. I said, okay, I'll think about it. So I started looking them up online. Wow, $50, you know, we're on a budget. And lo and behold, 2 days later, somebody threw out a brand new one at work. So Jesus was letting me know, hey, man, I'm with you. You prayed about it, and I gave it to you. So I was like, all right. You know, I couldn't ask for anything better than that. So I was working on a project and went to the store, got everything I needed. I got home and I said, wow, you know what, hon? I forgot to buy that sandpaper. We'll just have to go back and get some sandpaper, right? So I said, Lord, I forgot my sandpaper. Lo and behold, the next day, whole pack of 800 grit sandpaper was laying on the ground where one of the dumpsters were. And I thought, thank you, Lord. I don't have to go back and get that. I don't have to go back and get that stuff. I sent Pastor Darren a text. I said, Lord, look here, because I was telling him about all the things that I'd just like to say that Jesus in my life has been working in ways that I don't understand. Wish I could. I really don't want to. Scares me in a way. But he's letting me know that, hey, man, I'm with you. You know, you believe in me, and I'll believe in you. I'll let it happen. And so recently married. And now I'm feeling a different energy, you know, a different energy from being married, and I believe it's Jesus, and he's saying, you know what, he's kind of like when I would kneel down at the altar and pray tears and tears and tears at another church. If you ever went to a Pentecostal church, they get you down there to pray, and you'll pray until you find him. And for me, getting married, he's kind of like put that shield on me and said, you know, you've done it. You've actually came to me, and I'm proud of you. So, yeah, I look at it's really a thing to put your love in Jesus. Even the sunlight in the trees as I'm driving, after a couple of days of being married. I'm training a person right now, and I said, doesn't that look weird? And he's like, what? And I said, doesn't this just look weird? And so he's changed my sight of everything. So, yeah, so it's happy, you know. Yeah, woo. Thank you, Jesus.
Good job, man. Thank you, bro. And just to, if you would, you know, encourage him, Stanley, just rededicated his life to the Lord about 6 months ago. And his wife just dedicated her life to the Lord. We baptized both of them, and her about 8 months ago. And after 13 years of being together, they both decided we want to be a better witness for Jesus. And they just got married last week. I love it. And that's a testimony in itself. I love it. All right. Somebody else? Okay. Chantel, you want to come up? Okay. And be thinking, what can you share about the Lord? Hello, amazing girl. Watch your step now. Would you like to sit or stand?
Well, many of you know,
I'm going to do this. I'm going to make it a little closer. All
right. Many of you know, I was in a very bad rut last year. And Jesus somehow led to me to get a new home, a beautiful two-bedroom mobile home. He was able to provide through my father to give to me to get out of the horrible neighborhood that I was in, that I cried and begged to get out of. Towards the end of the abusive relationship I was in, the last 3 or 4 nights, I was seeing angels in my sleep tell me it was going to be over. And those angels are very real. Now I do not have to live in fear anymore. I don't have to worry about gunshots anymore. My dogs are very happy. I have not been in the hospital in over a year and 6 months for the first time in 43 years. Just 2 weeks ago, I got to see my most favorite Christian band. I waited 5 years to see, which was the Newsboys, and they were phenomenal. And it was well paid off. So God has God really does answer prayers. You just have to hear him. Whenever there's curveballs being thrown at you, you can overcome. You surely can. And Lord knows I've been through so many curveballs. Fighting a stroke, fighting so many things in my life. And now I finally got my kingdom on heaven, on earth, from our earthly father, who was able to provide it from my heavenly father.
Amen.
So he is real. And I love all of you all for standing by me. So thank you so much.
And we all want to thank God for bringing you back to us. Through many faithful prayers of his people, bringing you back to the church and providing a ride as well so she can continue to come. Thank you, God.
You know what's so amazing? You did a great job. You know, I still remember, and is it okay if I share it? Okay, thanks. I still remember when Chantel first came. Now, if you talk to her now, she's all just talking about Jesus and she's smiling and how can I bless people. But I just want you to know, when she first came here some years back, she was, I'm saying this respectfully, so okay. She was a very bitter, angry, hateful person.
I wanted to turn into Muslim because of.
Yeah, you know, she was thinking of becoming Muslim. Yes, and she was when she came in here. Yeah, I don't know if you ever like some people kind of when they come in, you know, they're wanting to hear from the Lord. And some people, I'm here. But when I remember just looking at her and this little dagger was flying out, if they could have shot me, choo, choo, choo. But what God has done through your life is a lot of praise to Jesus. Isn't it all glory to him?
Yes, it is.
Amen. We love you, Chantel.
I love you. Thank you.
You're an amazing woman. All right, who else? Anybody else? Okay, Heidi Ho, neighbor. Come on up. I love this. The young, the old, it doesn't matter. Not that anybody. Oh, no, I'm just going to get in trouble for that one. I just meant in general. In general. Okay, here, Heidi.
Just a couple days ago, Joel and I were in the living room, and a friend came knocking at the door and said, Joel, physically, I'm not capable of going to the mission field. And so handed Joel a check that almost paid for his ticket.
Wow.
So we're just very thankful. And another thing, I'm sure many of you parents have perhaps found something that you knew was very special to one of your children, and they weren't really asking for it, but you knew it was special to them, and they had lost it. And just when you hand it back to them, just the glow on their face. Well, I'm that child. And God did that for me because my mother has passed away, and if any of you know anything about quilting, machine quilting is what's done today. But to have something that's done by hand is very, very special. And my mother had made a quilt for Joel and I, and somehow that had gotten lost over our years in travel. And once in a while, I would think about it and go, I really wish I would have that, you know, have something special from my mother. Just last week, Joel got an email and said somebody found a couple boxes out in Arizona where we had lived at one time and had taken a few pictures. And Joel said, honey, come and look at this. And the first picture, I'm just going, honey, that's mom's quilt. So it's still in Arizona, but we'll see if we can get it somehow. And I was just thrilled. And, you know, I hadn't even asked the Lord for it, and yet he knew of my desire, and he answered my question. I mean, he returned it anyways, so I was thrilled.
Hey, can you lead us? We all prayed for him this morning at prayer group. Would you, Joel is on a mission trip, so would you just pray for Joel right now? We just and his team.
I did get a call from him yesterday. He arrived safe and sound, so.
Would you just pray for him? We'll just join you in prayer, if you don't mind, if that's okay.
Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you for Joel's willingness to go and help on this mission trip there in Costa Rica, and what all they're going to be doing. And thank you that you were with him as he traveled and gave him a safe trip. And just they'll be picking the rest of the team from Oregon up today, and I just pray for travel safeties as they go from the city up into the mountains where they will be serving, and I just pray for health for each and every one of them, and I thank you, Lord, for everybody's willingness to go and serve other people who need you, and I just pray that their lives will be a witness to you as they serve each and every one of these people. In Jesus' name.
Hi-ho. Great job. Hey, come on up, Amster. Hey, before I forget, while Amy's coming up here, one of our youth, I don't know, Ryan, are you here today? Checking this. Okay. One of our teen youths wants to be baptized, okay? Last year he gave up here and he gave his life to the Lord and he shared that with you. I don't know if you remember Ryan. He came up here. And so this year he wants to get baptized and so he wants to do it next weekend. So he wants to do it in our pool. So this is just an invitation. If anybody else, if there's anybody else who wants to get baptized, okay, we're going to do it after church tomorrow. We're just going to go over to the house. We'll have some hot dogs. It's very informal. We're not fancy people. You can just come, grab some hot dogs. We'll grab some hot dogs, and we're just going to baptize. He's just like, I want to do it. It's been long enough, and I'm ready. And I said, praise the Lord, okay. And I talked to his mom. He said, please, he just wants to be baptized. He's been begging me for like a month now. I said, okay, we'll do it tomorrow this weekend. So if anybody else wants to get baptized, come see me, and we'll talk to you about it, and we'd love to baptize you. That will be next Sunday after church, okay? Yeah. Oh, yeah, next Sunday.
I'm not going to share my testimony. It's really, really long. But I did want to share kind of an encouraging testimony about praying for family. I just wanted to share about my mom. My mom and I, horrible history, always fighting. Growing up in the home, we just never saw eye to eye. She had a horrible childhood. She was very bitter, and she could never get past that. Well, when I became a Christian, I was brainwashed, is how she put it. And I said, well, that's okay. I'm a new creation. That's great. I want to have a new brain. And that was when I was 19, and just for years, our relationship, most of the time it was just non-existent because she was so bitter. And there was one point in time where I said, you know, I want to, she was reaching out saying she was doing better and she wanted to come live with us. But at that point, she still had not given up. I had to kind of kick her out. I had to ask her to leave because she had brought all of this, basically these chains. The only way I can explain it, she was walking around with chains and bitterness and anger, and it brought me back to my childhood, and it was just very awful. Once again, we didn't speak for years until I got a card in the mail from her telling me she had stage 4 breast cancer. And she had signed the card, Love, Vicky. Not even Mom, or it was just very mechanical. And at that point, you know, Josh and I, we had been praying for my mom for a long time because part of me, I was still kind of angry, but then I had to let it go too. And I even made a song about it. I'm just like, Lord, you know, please just don't give up on my mom, you know? And I know there's probably some people in our lives, I even still have people in my life. I'm like, oh, there's no way. There is no way that person's going to change. And I'm sure people said that about me too. So we have to look at it in that light. But after I got that letter, I had two choices to make. Number one, I could get angry and be like, how dare she? And just ignore her. But my heart broke. And I said, you know what? She's alone in this. Nobody should have to be alone in this. And I called her. And, I'm going to try not to cry. Oh, gosh. Anyway, let's just say that after I had given her a phone call and later on when she was on her deathbed, she said, you know, when you called me, that's when everything changed because I knew I had that freedom and that forgiveness. And that last year that we had spent together, she was a completely changed person, and only Christ can do that. People can try to imitate it for a while and pretend like they've changed, but our flesh always comes out, and she never wavered. It was never like that, the manic thing where she was happy and then angry and happy. She was completely changed, and it was beautiful. And now I know I get to see her in heaven. I get to be with her. So my encouragement is, you know, no matter how you've been hurt in the past by someone, or just keep praying for them. You know, and it may not be that right time for that reconciliation, but always be praying for them because there was someone that was praying for you probably and praying for you to have the freedom. So maybe that was my testimony, but just the power of prayer, of praying for people.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Soph, come on up. Hi, honey.
I just wanted to say how thankful I am. In January, we our family went to Colorado for my parents' anniversary, and we wanted to do it a long time, but we never could. And then my dad started his own job, and we got a lot of money, and we were able to go on the trip, and I had so much fun, and my parents were just happy, and my whole family was happy, and I just am glad that we were able to go.
I got to fill in some blanks there. I wanted to talk to you all about seasons and about God's provision throughout those seasons. And as Erica and I look back across our life so far, we still have many years ahead, but Lord willing. But as I think of our seasons, we've had ups and downs and struggles and triumphs, and the past season prior job that Sophia had talked about was a very difficult time for me. I was with a company that I was always thankful for that position, thankful for the income, and I knew that I needed to be there, but I didn't want to be there. And it was very and a lot of stress and a lot of struggle to get up every day and to keep going forward. I counseled many times with Gary because he had a similar story about being in a position that he didn't want to be in for many years, and looking for God to direct and looking for God to give you the way out, give me that escape. You know, God, just take this cup from me. Just let me be done with this. This struggle, Lord, is this all that life is? You know, you have these questions of, is this really it? I get up and I go to work and I get yelled at and I come home and be grumpy and be miserable. And is that really what life is? You know, it's just to kind of keep maintaining. But through this, I realized that that's not what life is. Life is about the seasons, and as we look at God's provision throughout those seasons, and there were certain things that had to happen in order for me to leave that position. And thankfully, the Lord did bless and allow those things to be accomplished. And had I jumped and left that company too quickly, we wouldn't have been able to buy a house. we wouldn't have been able to make the next step to be able to be where we're at now. And but yet the drudgery in the moment and the looking around of saying, you know, Lord, when is this problem going to end? Is it ever going to end? But then realize that He is faithful and He does take us from one season to the next season, and He somehow uses the struggles and the trials and the difficulties for His good, for our good, for the good of those around us, to be able to share and encourage other folks to say that don't stop. You know, God is still in control. No matter what struggles you're going through, no matter what the doctor is telling you, no matter what your bank account is telling you, it's like God is still in control. That no matter what, He is there for us, and there. As I said, there's ups, there's downs. That's what life is. But God is faithful, and He sustains us, and He does answer those prayers along the way. So God be praised.
Amen. We love you. No, I'm sorry. You've already had your turn, Debbie Jo. It's okay. Come on.
I don't know if you families here at this church realize it or not, but y'all have a big influence on us, folks that aren't married. Seriously, I enjoy watching you with your children, and the way you raise them is so good. And it just, it does my heart good. It does my heart well to see it. You have a beautiful families, and I just want to praise you all. And you too, Darren.
Praise the Lord. And you know what it is? It is just the Lord. It is absolutely the Lord. That's the only reason why we have great families. Elijah, okay, come on. Come on down.
Okay, I just wanted to say thank you so much for all the stuff you have put in for this, you know, great time, but not just for this, you know, picnic. I just want to say thank you so much for supporting the school so we are able to go on the Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum. That was a real blessing, I just got to say. Honestly, I just got to say, without all of you here and the Lord, this place would not even exist, I got to say. So just thank you so much.
Well said. Very true. You know what? We have this building here. We have that building here. We might have more buildings in the future if the Lord wills. But this is the church. You are the church. Letario. Come on down. You don't do this, but I'm so proud of you.
Well, because I am a crier and I will cry, but first, I'm so thankful for the church and what the Lord has done and the friendships. And I won't go into, like, life testimony, but, you know, the Lord just, through everything we started with, well, so many women's Bible studies, but the one we did on Esther with Beth Moore, and I used to have so much anxiety and worry and everything, but something she said was like, when something happens, what are you going to do? What's the worst thing? You know, she's like, well, if, you know, this happened, I would fall down and I would cry and I'd fall apart. And then what? Well, I would do this. And then what? And then eventually it's God. God's going to pick you up. So whatever we go through, it's God. We don't have to worry about it because we've seen it over and over in our lives. He's going to pick us up and we're going to move forward. So from that, I've just noticed a major difference in my anxiety and panic and worry. And then we go through the hurricane, and what an amazing testimony that was. And the Lord used me to, you know, just be a witness to Kayla and speak into her life of the same thing, that no matter what, God's with us. He's going to get us through. And just anytime panic or worry would come in, we would just get in the Word and seek Him, and just left and right, He would just pour a word into us, or we would find, again, some, you know, Pastor Darren hands out those little cards. Kayla's cleaning up, and, you know, we like to clean before a hurricane, and she's finding all these cards that with scripture on it, and the Lord's just speaking to us. And so we make it through that, and, you know, Anthony's stuck, you know, that was before the hurricane. He was stuck in Houston, and again, we just had to rely on the Lord, and it was just, you know, the Lord's just prepared us. And January 25th, my nephew was killed. And I'm so thankful. One, that he knew the Lord. And two, the restoration of our family through something so horrific. My sister, of course, is still having a hard time, but the relationship that she's building with all of us and all the family that has come together and is being restored, the change in my own children for such a great loss because they were both close. I mean, as much as our family has fought, my sister, what a long history, but there's still always been so much love. We fight big and we love big. And I'm so thankful for what the Lord is doing in our family and restoring relationships and so forth. So, of course, we just need to continue to pray for that with my mom and my sister, because my mom is now taking care of my sister because she's not healthy and she's not well and she can't. My nephew was her caretaker. He was her financial provider. And there's a lot, you know, that's a lot of unknowns, but the Lord will work that out too. And now we may be walking into a new season of, and I'm thankful the Lord has opened my heart. Anthony has a cousin that is an addict, and she was clean for 5 years, but she has fallen back into all of her habits, and she may be sending her 5-year-old daughter to us for a while until she gets clean. We don't know how long that will be, but we don't know how it's all going to work out, but the Lord does, and we're just trusting him to provide for the finances and all the little minor details. We can't figure it out, and I'm not even going to try. that would be my nature, but that's another thing. When I had to have a surgery, the Lord told Anthony to tell me, you're not going to figure it out. God will work it out. So we're just going to wing it, and that's how we do it. The Lord will work it out. So anyway, we're thankful that we have prepared hearts to receive her. She loves the Lord, and that's why she chose us, because we will bring her to church and continue that walk. And I just pray that we can be a good witness through all of our faults and flaws, and but that we'll be a good witness to her during this time. That will be very hard. Adrian. Yeah. And, you know, her mom is Michelle. And so I pray for, you know, this is a lifelong addiction she's had. Both of her parents are addicts. This is not an easy road. And 5 years being clean, you know, I just pray that she can get back on that road of recovery and stay there for her daughter. No.
Okay. Well, we're just going to take a minute and pray for little Adrian and for mom. Lord, we just pray for your blessing upon this little girl. If it's your will, Lord, that you would just allow us to pour you into her, Lord God. And Lord, wherever she's at, I pray that you personally would just speak to her, Lord, or bring other Christians around her. I pray you bring mom back to you, Lord. And we pray, Father, in Jesus' name, for your protection over this family and your freedom from bondage, Lord, because that's what you do. You have come to set people free. Thank you, Jesus. We ask this in your precious and holy name. Amen. Amen and amen. Anything else you want to say? Okay, you did a great job. Come on up, brother.
How you guys doing? My name's Austin. Well, this is something I've never done before. my story kind of starts, I was 7 years old. First time that I started having bad thoughts, bad dreams. I tried to take my life. I was only 7 years old. I couldn't understand why. I don't know why I felt that way or why I was so angry and hated everybody. But I think the real thing was I hated myself for no reason at all. So skip a few years now. I'm on medicine. I'm going through changes, and I'm getting older, and puberty, and it's when my life starts to settle down, and I start to kind of find out who I am as a person. My whole life changed. My dad went to prison. My mom left me and abandoned me, and I got sent to foster care. And I went through a lot of homes. I went through a lot of schools, and before I was even 16, I was in 27 different schools and 27 different cities, and I got suspended and expelled from every school I've ever been to. I've never had it easy. I was a bad kid. And my life actually came back and settled down. My dad got out of prison, and I got back in his life, and we started a boxing club and get troubled kids off the street and get kids like me that didn't have a family, didn't have nowhere to go, and their parents didn't feed them at nighttime, and they didn't have a place to sleep. Well, that worked good for 4 years, and then I got into a car accident, and it ended my boxing career. So I was angry because I was getting close to God, and I was getting close to my dad again. We had a relationship. All of a sudden, I crashed my car. My whole life goes down the drain, and I was angry with God, and I said, why could you do this to me when you told me that if I believed in you and had faith that everything would work? Well, faith is hard. It's not easy. You can't just wake up every day and, well, I have faith it's going to work, but not really believe that in your heart. Because faith is, it doesn't come from how you feel. It comes from what you believe in your heart and what's right in your mind. So I stopped boxing. I stopped everything. I stopped working out. I laid on the couch and got high with my friends and started drinking and partying and never slept. I stayed up for hours and days and weeks, and it got really hard. Well, then I ran into this young lady right here, and she was kind of going through the same things I was, but she was just ahead of me. She just beat the stuff that she was going through and was finding God again and being sober and trying to live her life. And we kind of changed each other's lives. It helped us, you know. And we came down here last year, March 24th, we got down here. And it changed our whole lives. We started going to church, and we started hanging out with nothing but Christian people, and we stopped bad music and nothing but Joy FM, thank the Lord. But things started getting rough again, and I didn't know what to do. I was working every single day, early in the morning. I would get off work and still go to work, work side jobs and do everything I could, and I couldn't provide for us good enough. Well, then I got a better job. Things started going good again, and then the hurricane hit, and we had to go back to Ohio, and my life went right back downhill. I started doing drugs. I started drinking again. In 6 months, I got so depressed that I didn't even know who I was. I couldn't even look myself in the mirror without crying because I didn't know who that person was. But thankfully, God came back into our lives, and miraculously, we came up with enough money to come back here just overnight. And the way God works is amazing. You know, and I'm blessed to be back here, and I have my best friend Joey, and he's taking care of us and helping us find our way back in our faith. And it's amazing. You do go through seasons, like she said. You know, seasons is going to be a part of your life. You're not going to just have the highest ups. God said, my walk with me is not easy. You have to turn away from everything that you believed in, everything that you were taught since you were a little kid by other people, and trust in only one person that you've never seen, you've never met. You can only feel him in your heart and inside of you, and it's different, and you know when he's inside you. But thank you, guys.
Great. Love that. Love folks manning up. I love folks coming around. It's all about Jesus. You know, when people say things and, you know, they say, hey, what great families, what great marriages, what great people you are. You know what? We're all a broken mess without the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. Is that not true? That's who we are apart from the supernatural power of Jesus Christ. He is the healer. He is the repairer. And he can do exceedingly abundantly more than ever, whatever we can ask for or imagine. Gabby, your hands up. Go ahead. Come on up. Hi, honey.
Okay, I came up here because I'm thankful for five very special people. And one of them is my grandma. And I love her so much. She's so nice. She's got me through a lot of things. And the second person is my Aunt Ronnie. She's just, I'd be sad and I'd come with her and she'd just make me so happy. And she's always so proud of me. And the third person is my brother, Caesar. He's not the best, I mean, he is the best brother, but he's not the best person at school to stand up for somebody, because you'd say something to him and he wouldn't care. And I used to come home and I used to cry, and he used to ask me what's wrong, and I'd say, well, these kids were making fun of me, called me fat, called me ugly, and he'd just say, well, do you really believe that you're fat? Well, these kids tell me I am, so yeah. And he'd say, why do you care what other people think? And there's two other people, and I just started coming to this church. it's two other...
Sorry, George?
It's inside.
Sorry, I don't know why that's happening. Right.
It's two other girls that go here. It's Isabella and Natalie. They're just so nice and so happy all the time. And I came to Pastor Darren one day because I'm at the point right now where I don't even know if there is a God, because my parents and kids at school. And I'm just so confused because I pray and sometimes nothing ever happens. And so I think, is it just me or am I not being patient? Am I not praying right? And I usually come to church thinking, well, I don't think there is a God.
He's got you.
And I'm just really thankful for you guys.
Well, Grandma Sue, if you guys want to go in, the speakers are still working. If you want to come under here with us, you can. Don't feel pressured. Yes, as soon as we're done with the testimonies. Okay. All right. Is anybody else you want to say? Okay. All right, Susan.
First of all, I'm very much out of my comfort zone, so if I pass out, somebody please catch me.
Okay. Want to sit?
I had probably 15 testimonies that I could give you about my life, and the Lord says, no, I want you to give this one. And I'm not going to say names because I haven't been given permission to say that name. But I want to encourage you that no matter how long you pray, never give up praying. Because I prayed for 40 years for a certain person in my family who was involved in drugs, who was involved in alcohol. And I was so bold that I wrote a letter to the Lord, that, Lord, I want to have my family in heaven. So if you don't accept the Lord for yourself, accept him for me, because I was very young in the Lord and I wanted it so badly. And I would have calls that I would talk to this person. And I would say, Lord, you've got to give me a sign that you're still working. And I said, when it happens, whether that person accepts the Lord through my testimony or someone, just surround that person with the people that will bring this person to you. And I know it will be true because I will get a belly laugh. I will know that it comes from so deep inside that it can only be you. November 9th, I'm talking to this person on the phone, and they accepted the Lord over the phone. But I thought it wasn't true because I thought that person was high. And I'm saying, Lord, just please let it be true. Just please let it be true. And I didn't realize what was happening, but that person started laughing to the point they could not stop laughing. And they said, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. And I thought, okay, you're high. But 3 days later, the Lord said to me, I gave you what you asked for. You got your belly laugh. When they asked me into their heart, it was real. It was very real. 40 years. I felt like that I was in the desert for 40 years for this person in my life. Don't give up. God is working even if you don't see it and you don't feel it and sometimes you don't even believe it, but God is working. And after I told them what had happened, she said, you don't understand. My drug dealer was at my door. So God knows everything, and he knows the desires of your heart, and he will answer them, just maybe not in the time that you think.
Praise the Lord. Great job. Well, listen, what we're going to do now, we're just going to pray and we're going to give thanks for the food. And then I think there's sides in there and all that. We're going to do that. And if there's any other testimonies, I know that there's probably still some more folks that may want to speak. Okay. And so, you know, maybe what we'll do for time's sake, too, is maybe we'll open up a little bit of time next Sunday, too. And maybe we'll take a little bit of time off of the worship, if that's okay with you, Mr. Josh. No, Josh said no. Okay, he said yes. And maybe we'll have, if there's anyone else who is not able to give their testimony today, we still want to hear it. We want to hear more about Jesus and what he's doing in your life. And so next Sunday, come and we want to hear that testimony and we'll make time for you because we want to hear it, okay? All right, let's pray. Father, we just want to say thank you for each and every person that you've brought up here, Lord God. And Lord, whether we're at a spot where we're not sure who you are, and I'm just thankful that they can admit that, Lord. And Lord, we know that you meet us right where we're at. And so meet each and every person, Lord, right where they're at, right here, right now. If they're overcoming, if they've overcome, and if they don't even know if you're here and real, would you just show them the supernatural I am? The God who changes life, the living water, the fount of living water, Lord, that it may bubble up within us, Lord, and spill out into others, Lord God. Lord, I pray in the years to come that even the people here who are sharing the testimonies would have more testimonies. And I love Susan just saying, I've got 14 testimonies I can share with you. And I think even about her testimony is that as that person was laughing as they accepted the Lord because the drug dealer was right at the door knocking to get in and she was laughing thinking, I'm saved. And so I pray that right now if the enemy's knocking at your door in your mind, in your heart, that you would just lock that door and say, you're not getting in. Jesus lives here. This is his home. Lord, we pray for the rest of this day, Lord God. For the food. Thank you for everybody who spent so much time setting up, Lord. I even think of Chris pressure washing this whole building in place for the wedding and for you guys, Lord. Thank you for him. Thank you for everybody, Mike and Garrett, been cooking and setting up and everybody who brought sides and people just are here together. Thank you, Lord, for this family. They're your family, Lord. So bless the rest of our time. Bless this food to our bodies. Bless our fellowship, Lord. And I pray for a safe time in that obstacle course down there and that bounce house as well. Lord, that every kid would have a great time and no one would get hurt in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you guys. Go get some beef brisket and food inside.